The goal is for us to see just how different Jesus is. If you're someone here today who kind of thinks most religions are basically around about the same, I'm hoping that today will be the start of you rethinking that. If you're someone who already knows Jesus as unique, I'm hoping that today will be a reminder of just how different Jesus is. I'm going to focus on only two things. The first one is Jesus doesn't deliver God's word. He is the word. And we had a couple of we had the reading from John, and I want to read a couple of verses from the Gospel of John to emphasize that Jesus doesn't deliver the word, he is the word. And if you've got Bibles there, turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, and it starts by saying, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." Now we know he's talking about Jesus here. So he's saying Jesus was from the beginning, Jesus was with God. Not only with God, but he is God. Because God is Father, Son and Holy Spirit. So Jesus is the Word. And then down in verse 14, the Word, that is Jesus who's called the Word here, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only. So the Word, the eternal Word of God, became flesh and lived with us. Jesus didn't deliver God's Word, he is the Word. Now, often the Old Testament prophets might have got a direct word from God, sometimes indirect, but let's say some of them were given a direct message by God to pass on to the people. They were messengers. Jesus is not a messenger. Jesus is God himself coming to talk to us. Now, that is a really big difference. You can't say, "Oh, did he remember the message right? Did he pass it on exactly like he was told to pass it on?" You might know sometimes when you're asked to pass a message on, you might have to pass it on to mum or dad or someone else, and when the message is long and has lots of information and might be complicated, you might say something like this: "I think it would be better if you took the message yourself, because you understand what needs to be said." Jesus came from heaven to deliver the message personally, because the message he came to deliver was too important in the end to give to other people to bring along. He brought it directly to us himself. When people heard Jesus speak, they said, "This man speaks with authority, not like the teachers of the law." Of course he spoke with authority, because he is the Word. He is God who came to tell us directly what we needed to know. Islam says that Allah sent an angel to speak to Muhammad. Allah did not speak to Muhammad personally. He sent an angel to send a message to Muhammad, and then Muhammad supposedly sent a message to the rest of us. That's how the story goes. So Allah didn't talk to God personally, but Jesus is God talking to us personally. Buddha, Confucius and Gandhi might have said lots of really good things, things that we can agree with, but none of them claim to be God bringing a message directly to us. None of them made that claim. Now, we can say that they were wise men, but wise men cannot be wiser than God. Jesus is God talking to us personally. That's a big difference. Islam also says that Jesus is just one of many prophets, and the last and greatest prophet that God has ever sent is Muhammad. But listen to what is said in Hebrews chapter 1. And I've just got it in front of me, but I've got the page number there. Hebrews chapter 1, scripture says, "In the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son." Jesus is the eternal Son. If Jesus is eternal God and he came to speak to us personally, there is no need for other prophets. And if anyone comes along with another message, it has to agree with what Jesus said. Because Jesus is the Word. The New Testament writers were just finishing off the message of Jesus. They weren't bringing us anything new. They were just finishing off the message of Jesus. And if anyone brings something different and they contradict Jesus, Scripture says they are a false prophet. No one is greater than Jesus. He is the Word. And if anyone says something that contradicts Jesus, they are false prophets. If you're working on your activity sheets, for the kids if you've got them, if you're working on your activity sheets, I've got a sentence for you to finish. And here's the first one. Jesus is totally unique as a person. Jesus is totally unique as a person. He didn't bring God's Word. He is God's Word. Jesus is God speaking to us personally, and nobody else in all of history, no important figure in history, has ever claimed that they were God bringing the Word directly to us. And no one has ever claimed of famous people that they were God bringing a special message to us. Jesus is totally unique. There is no one like Jesus. He's not a messenger. He is the Word. So that's our first point for today. Secondly, Jesus doesn't show us the way. He is the way. And my verse is John 14 and verse 6. John 14 verse 6 is on page 764 of your Bible in the pew. Jesus answered, this is a response to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth and the life. I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus didn't come to point the way to God the Father. He actually is the way. That's a big difference. Did Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius or Gandhi ever say they were the way? No, they did not. The best they could claim was to point the way, or an example of being on a journey to be right with God or reach some state of perfection. But Jesus is different because he alone says he is the way. He is the way. No one can approach God except through the person of Jesus. You can't go to God the Father except through Jesus. Jesus is different. Did Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, or Gandhi ever claim that they fulfilled ancient prophecies? No, they did not. Did they ever claim that they could forgive sins? No, they did not. Did they ever claim that they could give eternal life? No, they did not. Let me read to you from Luke 24. Luke 24, verses 44 to 47. Just back from the beginning of the Gospel of John, if you're close to there. Picking up at verse 44. Listen to Jesus explaining to his disciples after he rose from the dead the whole purpose of what he was on about. Luke 44. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you," meaning before the crucifixion. "Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms." Everything that's written prophetically must be fulfilled about me. Verse 45, then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures, and he told them, this is what is written, that Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. If you've got your activity sheet that you're working on, I've got another sentence for you to finish. Jesus is totally unique in his purpose. So he's totally unique as a person, and he's totally unique in his person. No famous person in history comes even remotely close to the purpose that Jesus had to bring us life. Jesus is totally unique. And if you look at the handouts that are there for you to pick up if you want, it'll become more obvious just how different Jesus is. And particularly the pink one that compares Jesus to Buddha and Muhammad and Confucius and Gandhi, which is, from, as I said, from Abraham Kuyper's book, you will notice the difference is humongous. He calls it the ultimate challenge. And it was part of his search to discover who was the person he should trust and believe in. The gap between Jesus and all the other famous people is bigger than the gap between here and Geelong. It's bigger than the gap between here and Sydney. It's much, much bigger than those gaps. This is a picture of Voyager 1. This tiny little spaceship has been sent into outer space as far as it can go. And in human terms, it'll go on forever. After travelling for 35 years at the speed of 24,000 kilometres, it's reached the end of our solar system. Think about that. It travelled for 35 years at the speed of 24,000 kilometres, which is 10 times faster than the average speed of a bullet that comes out of a gun. It's battling along 10 times faster than a bullet for 35 years, and it's finally come to the edge of our solar system. And that apparently is about 18 billion kilometres from the sun. The Earth is a long way from the sun. Voyager 1 is 100 times further than the distance between the sun and the Earth. It's mind-boggling. It's just too hard for us to imagine, or most of us. It's just crazy. But the gap between Jesus and people like Muhammad and Buddha and Confucius and Gandhi is like the gap between Voyager 1 and the sun. It's so hard, it's so big, it's hard for us to imagine. They do not compare to Jesus. It's like Jesus is in a different universe to them. That's how different he is. At the beginning, I asked a question. Of all the people in human history, who is the one person you should respect the most, trust the most, believe the most, and follow the most? It has to be Jesus, doesn't it? Because there is no one ever in human history like Jesus. Jesus doesn't deliver God's word, he is the word. Jesus is totally unique as a person. Jesus doesn't show us the way, he is the way. Jesus is totally unique in his purpose. Jesus is the real thing.